Welcome back to the podcast that Rock Weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock metal, alternative, and everything in between. And there are never any OBS issues that'll cause a problem to show our faces a little bit earlier than expected. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Thank you so much for tuning in, all of you. Hope you all are doing well on this Wednesday evening. I was trying to push the right button, but apparently my Stream Deck said, that's not what you wanted to push. So now my Stream Deck's getting sassy with me for some reason, whatever that's about. Hope you're all doing well. If we hit 50 likes, we'll play at least one round of Festival Rock or Flop, where we book a random festival in the middle of nowhere and see if it's worth going to. I added a few more photos to the folder. It's going to get weird if we land on one of them. That's the only tease I'm going to get, and you'll know it if you see it. Chances are we won't hit it, but still, there's a lot in there. So thank you all for doing well, or thank you all for being here. Hope you're doing well. My words are failing me at the start of this podcast, but that's okay. Anything else we need to talk about besides the fact that we're still doing a podcast giveaway? Alex, would you like to remind everyone of what we are giving away through your care and consideration from Voice of Alex?
Absolutely. We are hooking you up with four VIP passes to Warped Tour Long Beach. That is coming up on the 26th and 27th. So if you want to go to Long Beach and you want four VIP passes, we want to send you to the show. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is follow me on Instagram. It's on the Rocked Instagram and the Voice of Alex Instagram. So make sure you follow both. And then once you follow me, make sure you like that giveaway post itself, and then tag a friend in the comments. The more friends you tag, the more entries you receive. So tag as many people as you want to go with you, or, you know, maybe you have to slide a couple people because you can't all go. I've only got four VIP passes. That's okay. Tag everybody, you know, and then you're now entered for your chance to win four VIP passes to Warped Tour Long Beach.
Thank you so much. That was a great giveaway. I know a lot of people have already entered. Please do so. Please follow Alex. Also, OBS is still screwed up, but now it's fixed. I promise that'll be the last time. See, everyone listening on the podcast forums, you noticed nothing. While she was talking, I tried to pull up the Instagram post, but it was showing so much of other windows, like our faces in different spots, the thumbnail from last week. So it's all going there, but it's fixed now, and that's what matters, right? Everyone in the chat, say right. You're okay with all the fares so far. No other issues. Good.
Technology.
Yes. So again, Voice of Alex on Instagram. That's where you want to go for that one. Or if you hit up my Instagram as well, it'll link to that one. It's on the page. So thank you, guys. Go to Warped Tour, the better one, and enjoy it. Blah, blah, blah. All righty. It's time we address what I feel is something that will not be topped for a long, long time, if ever. The best farewell concert, festival, whatever you want to call it. It really was the best. Back to the beginning. Worked. Tom Morello and everyone else that pulled everything off almost flawlessly. I'm not going to say it was perfect, but man, oh man, you cannot get better than this. So
awesome.
So I have given my thoughts already on a lot of this. I posted a video on Monday. You can check that out. However, these two have not been able to give their thoughts publicly, and I would like to give them that chance. So we'll just go back and forth a little bit. I just want to get your thoughts on a lot of different things. We don't have to go one after the other. We can all just interject. But I want to have some order to make sure you both get your thoughts out. So Alex, in 10 seconds, sum up the whole thing.
Okay, so
I should have done the 10 second joke. I'm sorry. Tell your dude, take all the time you want.
Okay. So this one time, no, it was so cool. That was such, we had been talking about it, hyping up for it way beforehand. And, you know, I'm sure we've all been talking about it outside of the podcast as well. This was going to be a historic and iconic event. And it absolutely was. I mean, from the headlining performances that we were expecting, you know, we had a little bit of worry, if you want to call it that, of how that was going to go. And before we dive right into that, I think it went well. And all of the guests, like, we have been talking about how epic this lineup was since it was announced. And holy cow. Holy cow. I mean, Guns N' Roses, Metallica, Slayer, Mastodon, Lamb of God, all of these bands, Tool, on the same lineup was absolutely nuts. And they all did such an amazing job. So overall, I was just completely blown away by everything.
Rowan.
That's my intro. Yeah,
that's a good 30-second summation of what you thought. Then we'll just bounce back and forth on the topics. Rowan, 30 seconds uninterrupted. What did you think overall of Back to the Beginning?
I just thought it was absolutely epic. Some of my highlights were definitely when Anthrax played with Two, when Tool had like their first pro shot, I think, ever in their career. That was just very awesome to watch before I got taken down twice. watching Slayer is always so much fun. God Hates Us All or Disciple. I just love that song so much. I love that they included that. And just watching the final performance with Ozzy and the other members of Black Sabbath. It felt so fitting. It was just like really perfect. It's just like it sucked. None of us could be there, but at the same time, yeah. Just watching it and just kind of seeing everything, just kind of like seeing like this final send off to Ozzy. It's just like, you know, how can you not feel anything?
Yeah, no, it was that Tool pro shot too. I'm just going to counter on that. Not even counter. Agree with you on that. Seeing yeah. Tool pro shot and in the middle of the day. How freaking cool was that? Like, I can't. I don't know. Anytime I've seen them. They were just like vibing off of each other so hard, and seeing them watch each other and kind of, you know, groove and look at all their little cues and stuff. Just seeing Tool in that element was really neat.
Yes. And seeing them, all these like awesome bands cover Black Sabbath songs. You had Tool cover Hand of Doom. It was like, it was awesome. By the way, Justin Chancellor, I gotta say, he killed it during that set. Justin Chancellor, I know we said we're all bass players. Justin Chancellor is my favorite bass player. And that guy continues to solidify that for me.
He's a professional bass player. Let's make it clear. That's the distinction for that. So we're on screen right now is one of the YouTube fan videos. So like, this is not the pro shot one. What I wanted to point out too for the Tool thing, it's not the technical visual board with all of the Adam Jones imagery. It's not tons of that stuff. No, it's Tool the band. This is a rarity. This is the gift you give to Ozzy. You know what? For you, we'll do it just us and make everyone freak out about that. They sounded amazing too. Like, for all the performances, for how good and clear and smooth everyone sounded, Tool's way up there on the hierarchy. Also, one thing I loved, Tool did this too. Lamb of God, I think, kind of stole the show for their cover, but almost everyone did a Black Sabbath or Ozzy cover. That is awesome. Yeah. That's a fun way for every band that only gets like three songs and they say, you know what? No, every one of us will do one cover. And we're not going to pick just the regular stuff too that everyone knows. No, Hand of Tomb, Children of the Grave. We're going deep with some of these and they all worked.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't want any like repeats. Yeah,
exactly. And I will say a couple other things as well. Just like as we start talking about the different performances and things, it was so cool to see. Also, we brag about Tom Morello. Jason Momoa got his more metal cred when he jumped into the fit. That was pretty fun. I wasn't expecting
that was super
it. Cool. Yeah. Also
a bass player.
Yes, he is. Yes, I don't think that's his main focus, being Mr. Handsome Hollywood star that gets paid just to be on funny commercials now, like a bajillion dollars. But still, maybe he comes out. I don't know. Also,
being a bassist is more important than that, Luke. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, he plays I think it's in his contract that he has to be able to play bass wherever he wants if he gets hired onto a show like for Waterworld. I almost said Waterworld Aquaman. Waterworld remake with Aquaman and Jason Momoa. I actually would see it. That actually sounds
better.
It's
actually one of the live action Waterworld performers at Universal Studios. Just kidding.
Wow, man, those budget cuts really have hit deep. If he's taking that job at Universal Studios.
Just kidding. That would be crazy.
I will say this, though. Youngblood proved a lot of people that he can hang. I mean, he kind of
that
like,
Youngblood performance.
He introduced himself in the best way to an older, angry metal crowd that probably did not care for him, and he won them all over.
Absolutely, that was one difficult. Of the highlights.
Yes.
Well, oh yeah.
He's kind of like Ozzy's shown his support for Youngblood for years now. It's kind of like he's kind of like named him. I wouldn't say successor, but just kind of like he's. Really, he just proved why that was at that performance.
Mm-hmm. And they're talking to each other backstage. Yeah.
Everything I've seen, because we know who Youngblood is. We've known who Youngblood is. This just introduced him and solidified him in the eyes of a bunch of the metal community. This was like, oh, hey, you actually really should pay attention to this guy. And we've got bands now. We've got fans now speaking out like this Youngblood guy. Like, you need to pay attention to him. And I think that's amazing. And his performance was
Top-notch. He's been around for a bit too. Like the collaboration he did with Bring Me the Horizon in 2020 was excellent. There's a lot of stuff. He's been a part of a lot of bigger things than people realize. This was the next huge step for him. Also, the other thing I want to point out, I saw this is a commenter said this, so I'm not going to take credit for creating this. This was the metal version of Live Aid for 2025. And there's more truth to that because they raised more than $190 million for charity.
Yeah. Ooh. Good for them.
Not bad. Tom Morello knows how to handle and do all that stuff to work with curating everything as well. He had a hand in also making sure it got directed to the right places. That's what the last Rage Tour did. You know, like at every local area, there was a massive charity donation from the profits for every single city they toured with in 2022. So there's a lot of stuff like that that really worked well. I think this is a big deal because this probably won't happen again for another artist in our lifetime. To this scale, I just can't see it. One,
who would we even be?
Yeah, that's it. It's like, who else would it be? You know, and the other reason is because this is a retirement that I actually have to see being possible. I know he said he's retired before. This is clearly different. Parkinson's, his age, this is a very different situation.
This felt like goodbye.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
But that was it. This felt like the end. This felt like the app, you know, because we've dealt with this from so many bands over the, from The Who to Kiss to this one feels legit. Yeah. This was the solid send off.
I also want to say
Ozzy's also always had like that joke about, oh, yeah, this is the final tour. Yeah, I'll leave it when I see it. But this definitely felt final. Yeah. And because of his health. I wouldn't want him to spoil this.
He pulled, trying to continue. How many was it? 9 songs? Was that the amount total for Black Sabbath and his own Ozzy stuff? Was it 9 songs total that he sang?
I've been 4.
It was something like that. Yeah. He was fine. The practice paid off. The preparation paid off. They had enough time for them to perform with it all. It all worked. Also, Steven Tyler didn't sound terrible. I'm sure he must have been roughed up after that. He was fine too.
For so one night what? After, like, since, like, what? We're going on a year since Aerosmith kind of, like...
It's roughly a year, since they had, like...
Yeah.
Like, literally, we can't do this anymore because Steven Tyler's throat is jacked up.
Yeah, but, like, you know, again, to your point, he probably gave it enough time to heal for just, like, the one night.
Yeah, and only 3 songs. So, maybe that's a difference, too. But there were so many high notes for all of this, and it was so cool seeing so many things work out. All of the supergroups were pretty fun. And there was a lot of wild combinations throughout the night. It all works pretty well. I think that's pretty cool. Also, Jack Black out there causing shenanigans, as he does. It's adorable. I don't know. There's
Jason Momoa. Little tributes, too.
Also, this is the backstage meeting of the minds. Jason Momoa and Tom Morello just chatting it up on a couch. There's something wholesome about this. I don't know why. Maybe it's because Jason Momoa has a death metal t-shirt, but it's death metal with a rainbow and it's a white t-shirt. But it just,
you know what I couldn't believe?
What's that?
Super random and stupid, but I could not believe that Axl Rose and Ozzy had never met before this event.
Right. I remember reading his statement about that, where he was like, he met Axl Rose and he was, this guy's the legend.
Yeah. And considering they had to have had the same Hollywood drug dealers in the 80s too, they were bound to run into each other, right? Get it?
You know,
multiple people, Luke.
Saying that he'd never met Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Group participation project.
The way they were doing it, it was Ozzy used to party with every band. Literally. That's not even close to an exaggeration. But there were so many positive things that came from this. And that's also why I'm saying, I don't think it'll be topped. I don't know who else would be in line to have anything like this. You know, everything was so great.
I don't think it can be topped. And if you did not cry during Mama, I'm Going Home, you have no soul. So I went into this whole thing because we're all metal fans. We're all big fans of the music. Ozzy and Black Sabbath shaped who we are, whether we directly attribute it to Ozzy or Black Sabbath or whomever they influenced. All of it goes back to Ozzy and Black Sabbath. It's nuts. And just this, the level of performance and again, the heaviness of this is actually goodbye. When Ozzy started singing, I got goosebumps and I'm like, oh, Mama, I'm coming home. And it was like, that was such a solid moment. And we were all just doing it together. It was fantastic.
Also,
beautiful.
And also, Ozzy, that show got another gift, a son-in-law. with a proposal of Sid Wilson to his daughter backstage, going to be in the family permanently. That unholy union between Slipknot and Black Sabbath is now going to be in the bonds of marriage. That is dark. That little kid's going to have the most evil legacy ever, and everyone's going to love it.
Oh, yay. Sid and Kelly's son already has like the greatest like family ever. Mm-hmm. Like he has all his uncles in Slipknot. There's this one video where the girls in Baby Metal are like crowded around him, like enamored.
Yeah.
It's so, already a legend at 2 years old.
We would be amiss, though, if we did not talk about the one elephant in this whole show, the one elephant in the room being David Draymond, who has now addressed the getting booed. For those who are not aware, who haven't seen the news or heard it yet. And also, when they release this, like as a DVD, Blu-ray or online thing or an album, I hope they make an album out of this whole sequence called The Music Was Great. David Draymond definitely got booed when he came out stage. It wasn't the entire stadium booing, but it was definitely more than a few people. And he's didn't play it off the best. So his response was, as you can see, I wasn't booed off stage. The problem with that, no one said he was booed off stage. That's not what anyone said. He was just booed. There's some logic, a hole in logic for something like that. Just when someone says, Luke, you ate everything in the fridge, you pig. As you can see, I didn't eat the light bulb. Thank you. You're not addressing the problem. So he said a lot of different things. He said, yes, there were a few boos when I walked out, but I came to pay homage to my teachers, my idols, the mighty Black Sabbath. And I wasn't about to let a few Jew hating morons deter that. So he sees this as it's all about feeding their narrative, generating clickbait and inciting hatred of Jews. Maybe it wasn't that. Maybe.
I'm gonna say my words carefully here. I don't think they're booing him just because he's Jewish.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not the case.
I hate that he's falling back on that.
Yeah. We shall see what else comes. I don't want to spend too much time on this. It's probably as much as it deserves right now. I can't imagine this is the end of these shenanigans, but we shall see. Disturbed's going to keep doing their thing. Dave is going to make controversial statements. Disturbed's going to burn more sports banners. Time will go on. No, we will not let that go on that podcast. That's still unbelievable.
2025 has really not been David's year.
No, it's not. Just the whole band. You got to feel a little bit for the rest of the band, too. Just a little.
I feel bad for the rest of the band because they're by proxy having They're getting all the hate too because they can't
escape it. They cannot escape it.
I feel bad for Michael Jordan.
I mean, I do too, but he's like the most bajillionaires in the NBA. It's like,
I feel bad for all the Chicago Bulls fans.
The sports fans. Let's all agree on that. And the arena that has to pay to get those things fixed up and replaced. That sucks. So,
there's going to be people out there who's going to be like, it's not the same. It's not the same. They're not the originals.
Those are the big ones, though. Those are the originals. That's the Bulls team. Also,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But they have to replace those. It's not the same.
Also, David Draymond and Disturbed from Chicago. That is just way worse. That's way more salt in the wound. Anyway, that's an old story. The new story is that this was an amazing show, an amazing night, something that metal can look at and go, hey, look, we're not all raving Neanderthals that are incels online and just monsters in real life. Look at this amazing thing that just happened. It like proof that it's still a part of the community and so many great people were part of it, you know? So,
and so much money raised for those charities and organizations. Yes. That's so cool.
Just such a goated lineup of acts that, in my opinion, really just kind of like encapsulate all the different eras of metal.
Tom Morello.
We haven't had like recent acts with like Youngblood, Sleep Token, Ghost.
Tom Morello gets an A+.
Can we put him in charge of everything?
Can he book an actual metal festival in the United States? Like, if it's in LA, fine. I'll fly to LA for that. Fine.
Is there any way we can get Tom Morello to actually put together one of our stupid rock or flop festivals? And we do it in Kansas.
And it's perfect. Like, it's just like he just does it random, but it's like the perfect ones every single time. Like, he can't even randomly be bad. God. It's just amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
Your algorithm or your AI just is in awe and respects a man too much to give him anything bad.
The program turns a solid gold. It's like, yes, I will give you a festival. What the heck? Yes. I've been doing this for a year. So.
I'm really touched it, man.
All right. Again, keep your eyes out for Back to the Beginning, the Blu-ray, the special edition stream, the album. There has to be a vinyl box set. That's going to be awesome for charity. That vinyl box set is going to sell.
Or like some, yeah. If they do a concert film and they release this in movie theaters,
and it's nicely chopped up, like with all the time sequences broken down. Yeah. I totally
like what they did with Eras. Yeah. If they do that, I'm watching that.
Oh, and it's like six hours and everyone's loving it. I would not care. I wouldn't either. Just go to the bathroom and come back. No one's going to care. It's when you can have your phones out this time and talk. Who cares? That's fun.
I'll go to the bathroom during David Draymond.
Would they boo in the movie theaters for the David Draymond part? That's rough.
It'd be hilarious if they
throw popcorn. I don't know. That's a big question. I don't know. We shall see. However, we're giving away free ideas, but I don't care this time because it was so good. It was so good. Okay.
Please put it in theaters. Yes.
Come on. DVDs. If so, I will buy it.
Yeah. They'll make like, I can see them making like a box set with the vinyl box set and a Blu-ray of the whole thing. You know?
Yeah.
They could do that.
Maybe like a big CD package.
They could do DVDs. That. Yeah. Alrighty. We now go on to follow up from last week's main story. We found the response from Danny Warstop of Ask Alexandria regarding Warped Tour DC, and it's not the response we would have hoped at all. Main headline, yeah. I feel bad, but not for the reason they want. Come on. I'm sorry, but not sorry for the reason you want me to be sorry, Dad. Come on.
I'm sorry you couldn't understand what I was going through.
So he did this on a podcast, and this is after other band members have spoken out. Ex-band members have spoken out. First quote: It really was a good show. I was on stage, jumping, running around. I did a couple of live screams. I don't scream anymore. It messes my throat up. I was like, this is gonna shut people up. It didn't. Spoiler alert. It's like you're disputing what we've already seen weeks ago. That I don't love.
Yeah.
And then we goes on. We weren't in control of anything that went to the stream. People were just given a very bad representation of on the show. And that combined with what I was speculating to be a very lazy camera guy. Go screw yourself for saying that, by the way. Come on. That sucks.
Just he chose to wear that outfit.
Just didn't give the people watching a positive experience at all. Okay. So you're saying it was just bad on stream and there was a lazy camera guy. What about the thousands of people live that had cell phone footage and actually showed that they had said how much they hated it? What about that? Am I making any sense? Am I arguing any point to make sense to what he's saying? The screams. The screams in the show.
Technical issues, supposedly.
The screams in the show are on backing tracks. I'm never trying to lip sync it. I have far too much respect for the people I don't like and their intelligence level than to try and trick them. Did that just sound confusing to everyone else as I read it?
Yeah.
The screams are on backing tracks. I'll never trying to lip sync. What is it then? It's one or the other, right?
Dude, it's like, is he acting like it's not insanely easy to access that show and listen to it yourself and watch it for yourself? I could think of like so many moments where it's so obvious he's not singing along. And it's not even just the screams that are in the backing tracks. It's like the actual clean vocals.
I don't lose sleep over it. I never want to disappoint people, but yeah, it just felt like the entire thing was blown up. Maybe if I had addressed it right away, it would have gone away quicker. Time will tell. If you don't address it like this, maybe it'll go away quicker.
Yeah, this is not how you should have addressed this at all.
This is like the caught teenager who got caught doing something real stupid, and is just trying to make anything he can to make him sound smart.
Or just blame everybody. It was a great performance. It was just a bad camera guy. Oh no, I always have backing tracks. What are you talking about? I never scream. Like,
but I would never limp sync. I would never insult my audience. Also, that camera guy sucks. He couldn't even pick me up in my all black suit at night that I've never worn before.
I love how he's saying that people who were in person at the show loved it. But I haven't seen a single person online defend him.
Me neither.
You would think with all, You think you'd at least someone, just one person at least on at the show would say something if that was true.
And there were thousands. It wasn't just like the club shows they do. This was Warped Tour, The Return. They were closing out a stage and everyone was talking about it for the wrong reasons. People are going to jump on that to give their thoughts if they were there live.
I hated that he used blaming technical issues. I'm not saying technical issues can't make or break a show, but at the same time too, you could clearly hear him struggling to sing whatever like songs he was trying to sing. He was so clearly like he couldn't articulate anything. It just sounded like gibberish.
I was on
when
stage.
You're a band,
go ahead, Alex.
When your band says sorry,
yeah,
it was bad.
Yeah,
they acted. It was real bad.
That was a better response. At least that it was short, but it was honest and right away and much quicker. Yeah. That's what you do. That's all you needed to do at that point.
Sorry,
it's just the opening phase too. In reality, it was a really good show. I was on stage jumping, running around. I did a couple live streams. What's the reality? I want to hook it up with an HDMI cord and see what you see, please. I want to know. So,
I don't know, man. Is living in that ignorance worth it?
I don't know. I don't want to live in it. I just want to see it like on the safety of a monitor. So I'm not like,
that's fair. Yeah.
I just want to know where he thinks he can get away with saying any of this again, as if it's not so easy to just like watch the show for yourself and understand.
The show
was
weeks ago too. This wasn't like 2 days after where not everyone had really seen it. Not as many people had seen it, even though they had by that point. It was a big show. All the logic is just stripped away, just gone. Does he know what lip syncing is? Like, do we know, like, he understands the definition? Does he get it?
I don't think so. Based on this interview, I don't think so.
I think he thinks if he says it enough times and blames everyone else, we'll just start believing that that's the truth.
I think he believes lip syncing is when you don't even try to sing it. But if he does try to attempt to sing to the back along with the backing tracks, that counts, I guess, in his head.
You know what sucks?
That's my two cents.
He had the full black mask and hood on. So even if he was trying to lip sync, no one could tell because you couldn't see his face. So what's the point at that? Then does it matter? Am I losing my mind? Am I going insane just by reading some of this? Does it make sense to everyone but me? Is that the problem? Am I dumb?
No. He does sing, "Am I insane?" But I guess really we have to wonder if we're insane.
Oh, someone called him
his crazy.
Someone called him a Nazgul. Ruin Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
I think that same person called him a Nazgul when we first covered this because I remember laughing at that.
And I said, ruin Lord of the Rings.
By the way, chat, I'm looking at this and apparently you are all agreeing with me.
Yeah.
And just like with Vince Neil, I am maintaining this. As someone who was a big Asking Alexandria fan, this has just been so heartbreaking. Just watching this play out the last couple of weeks, I feel like how a longtime Motley Crue fan would feel if they saw Vince Neil now and heard what he sounded like. It's like, oh my God, we have fallen from grace. And it's just so depressing.
What's really depressing, Danny Warsop's only 34.
He's 34. Yeah. My God.
No, there are people in their 80s still kicking ass out there. We just saw so many great things.
People in their 50s and 60s do great. And they had their share of rough times, too. Totally had tons of them. So
Steven Tyler sounded
like
90, awesome.
And he looks like he's 50.
Slash almost died, and he's still killing it on stage. No issues.
Yeah. All of Black Sabbath are super...
Oh yeah,
aged more than Danny Warsop.
The Grim Reaper has been tapping his foot angrily at all of Black Sabbath, going, "Really, guys? Really? Still?"
Yeah.
So
I know. Also, Keith Richards just continues to baffle everybody around him.
Yeah, Keith Richards is a whole another entity at that point. I'm still not convinced he isn't so like formaldehyde and circuitry and puppetry from something like from a control center.
Some sort of robot that is powered by drugs.
God. Nicotine. I don't know.
It's going to be cheaper than gasoline. Topical, right, everybody?
Yeah. The different drugs are like if you get like regular gas or premium gas into your car.
Oh, this is premium crack.
This is premium black tar heroin. Awesome. Yes.
All right. Yeah, well, go ahead. Yeah. Anything else?
I was just going to say, if Ozzy can continue to kick ass like this and go out like that after all of these years, yes. Danny has no excuse. He doesn't anyway. Danny needs to stop using this terrible lack of argument. I don't even know what he's doing.
Weird arguments. Also, Ozzy was a drugged up mess and an addict longer than Danny Warsnop was alive.
Absolutely.
And look, I know Danny has had his own issues.
Yeah, he has not had it easy.
With addiction. Yeah. But at the same time, too, it's just...
This sucks.
He's claimed he's been sober now since, what, 2019, right? And just having the... It doesn't change the fact that just... You can't really have this attitude and expect people to agree with you or not still have problems with you.
Yeah.
It's just being a jerk.
Yeah, yeah. So we move on.
Submit fault and move on.
Yeah. We'll keep updated on this. Again, I don't think this is going away anytime soon. Because, again, they're about to go on tour with Chevelle. So, poor Chevelle's gonna have fun. Moving on, we got our new Ice Nine Kills song and The Great Unknown, a tribute to The Matrix, and it was released in a fun little video. Here's, you can check it out, the news press for it.
No mere kvetching, as the online world...
I gotta ask, have you guys both watched it too? I watched it like literally an hour before the show.
It's like... Mm-hmm. It got released today, so that makes sense. Also, I don't know if you recognize him. What a jerk talking about Ice Nine Kills like that and being featured on their channel. What a loser. Am I right?
That guy.
Mm-hmm. Good thing I said everything accurately and didn't mistype or misspeak on anything on that video.
Whew, Luke, they got you.
Rough. They got me. Yeah. But I stand by my points. I'm willing to bet they really did just make an AI image for that Memorial Day sale, but then said, ooh, people are panicking. Let's turn this around and include it with our next song anyway, which is a smart pivot.
Honestly,
again, they understand marketing. They saw how many people were going insane over the AI usage and they leaned into it and it got more eyes on them. Mm-hmm. Like they don't care if people are... Sorry,
I think they did all of this on purpose. No, it's just bouncing off of both of you. Honestly, I think I think they did all of this on purpose because we were talking about this when this whole, you know, Freddie and Jason at the grill thing came up. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it and I'm like, there is no way that Ice Nine Kills is stupid enough to hire some, you know, random intern or something that just typed this up in, you know, ChatGPT or whatever. There's no way.
I could see interns being stupid enough. Yes, but go on.
I know. But I don't think Ice Nine Kills would hire. You know what I'm... I feel like they did all of this on purpose because now we're going into this new sci-fi era of Ice Nine Kills. Mm-hmm. And so this was a great way to take us there, to get us to this. Okay, AI Spencer took over. You know, I think they did all of this on purpose because they knew people would talk about it and they knew we would be super PO'd that they used AI. Mm-hmm. So they knew we would talk about it.
I still maintain that if it continued to stay under the radar, I don't think it would have changed much about like their direction. First of all, would you say with The Matrix now, they're kind of moving on from like slasher horror
they've been moving to video games at this point too. So yeah, I mean, they've moved to video games already too. So yeah, video games now to sci-fi. That's fine. I don't mind that. But there's one of two logics. One, this was all planned from the beginning, including the AI image on Memorial Day. Or two, they had all the song planned. They had all this stuff. And then someone put on the AI image from the marketing team just because. And then said, oh, people are reacting to this. Let's flip this around and twist it to include it with what we're doing anyway.
Because it was something kind of like more inconsequential, like just a image to go with a merch drop, I'm leaning towards two.
Okay.
And when they saw the backlash, they're like, oh, wow, this is getting eyes on us. Let's lean into this.
And they rubbed their greedy hands. Right. And it's like, we can do something with this. Not greedy hands. I shouldn't say that. But still.
All I will say is if everyone getting upset and talking about Ice Nine Kills, congratulations. You did exactly what they would have wanted from you. You got their name out there more.
This is how you respond to backlash, Danny Warsnop and David Draymond. This is how you play around with things. Keep your mouth shut, work on something, and then twist it into what you need. There you go. Does that sound right?
Go ahead. The reason I think this was calculated, or it could be, I could be giving them way more credit. I totally could be. But the reason I think this is all super calculated is because they started this whole new era with The Matrix and with this storyline that we got earlier today.
Okay.
I think they did it. That's why I'm thinking this was all just a crazy ploy to start something new. And now I think they're going to stay slasher.
So this guy right here in that video that they posted for AI, you just want to punch him in the face because he apparently got played. Is that it?
It's not the only reason, but you know, that'll work.
Well, you're not the only one.
I'm just kidding.
I would like to think maybe they are like doing some sort of like action horror combination.
Because I like the I like the sci-fi.
Not trying to give anything away.
Yeah.
No, I do too. Like, also, by the way, there's plenty of sci-fi horror out there. So if they lean into that, you can.
Yeah.
But I also say that because I don't want to give anything away for the music video story-wise because it is a storyline. But there are horror elements.
Sure. And that's good. Well done. You can check that video out now. It just got dropped 8 hours ago. Again, released today. They'll be on tour doing their shenanigans. We now then move on to continue the drummer purge of 2025, where no drummer is safe. 27-year veteran of Pearl Jam, Matt Cameron, has decided to amicably part ways and retire from playing with the band live. This is not a firing. This is not a band from going to jail or doing something stupid. This is a drummer who had a long, great career with a legendary band that said, "I think I'm done, gentlemen. I'm not the original drummer anyway. I love you all still." But the curse continues. That's another drummer. And we're still just in July. And this is a big one. So... yeah. All right, who's next? The list goes on.
Are we going to have like a Deadpool like type list of drummers?
Well, we might as well. The names are starting to really rack up for good and bad reasons. Who's the next drummer, Chat? Yeah, let us know.
Yeah. Who's it going to be?
Yeah.
It's going to be me.
Chad Smith. That going to happen next?
Ooh.
Who else is
honestly Matt Cameron with him being, you know, Matt Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of wild. They just need somebody, a complete unknown at this point.
Boy, would that
Primus
be
a, did just like,
yes, I was going to say like Primus did. I mean, that's a gift too. It's proof that you could be a drummer and practice a lot. And it's like, you can get that golden ticket. It's real. It can happen.
Absolutely.
Pearl Jam, you got some shoes to fill. That's a beast, but I'm
someone
sure it can
Pearl
happen.
Jam should hire Starkey. I mean, that would be
who?
Pretty cool.
Can you say it?
Starkey?
Zach Starkey. Okay. Oh, yeah. Someone said it's rumored Josh Freese might take his place. Poor. Like, I hope so. But at the same time, I'm like, he can handle it for sure. But I'm also like, does he even want to deal with all this now?
I think it would be rad. Totally. If they got a no name at this point. I think that would be so cool.
Someone said Danny Carey from Tool. If that happens, that's cataclysmic at that point. That's a curse. That is a true curse at that point. Woof. So, good. It's a good, peaceful goodbye. He had wrote a nice farewell. More to follow. Thank you all from the bottom of my heart. And Pearl Jam made a nice statement too. Again, this is how you do it. You can't be mad for someone saying, "Hey, I played this for 27 years. I just want to rest and retire and enjoy life and not live on the road anymore." That's okay.
It's like 6 years. Yeah. That's fine.
And that's okay. Yeah. And he's a legend. All the bands, like with Soundgarden and stuff too, all the things he's been a part of, you know?
Thank you. Keeps poking me in the eye. So sorry.
Because of the drummer purge?
Yes.
Well,
it's just upsetting me so much.
All right. Well, you want to see something really nice and they'll make you feel better?
Yes.
Okay. Spirit Box killed it on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh my God. Yes. I want to talk about this.
They really did. So first of all, I saw people complain. It's like, it's not as cool because Jimmy Kimmel wasn't the host that night. He had a week off. Who cares?
Yeah.
He does that.
Were you actually watching Kimmel? Were you actually watching Kimmel? I don't watch Kimmel. I just want this is the first thing I watched from Kimmel since Poppy and Knocked Loose.
Guys, this was a big deal. Okay. And also he does it all the time. He takes weeks off because he has other projects he does and he has like guest hosts. This was so much fun. The discoloration, Courtney and Plapliance and Justin and everyone else, or Justin Mike and everyone else going, you know what? Let's play our heaviest song we possibly can just to see if we can anger those same people at home.
I am so glad you brought that. I love that. First of all, I love that they chose Soft Spot.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, me and my friends were speculating what song they would choose. We weren't sure if they would go heavy. Personally, I was crossing my fingers for Holy Roller, but Soft Spot, that's awesome. And also, it's just awesome that like, again, I'm not a fan of Kimmel, but I love that his network said yes to it.
Yeah. They've been doing that for years too. This is not just like a trend for the last year. Many years they've been open to metal, heavy music. They're fine with it. They do a good job.
No, yeah. They've done Slipknot. They've done Rammstein. I didn't think they did Deftones.
They've
too.
Done Mastodon and stuff too. They've done a lot. So Alex,
I just love that they are giving a platform for this type of music.
Alex, you're in LA. Did you try to sneak in backstage?
Maybe I was there. How do you know? You don't know.
That's what I'm asking. Did you? Jeez. I'm sorry. I tried to get in the way between
you
and Courtney.
I'm sorry. I had to sign paperwork. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
You know how that works. You have to sign paper sometimes. You know, Anthony Anderson's an awesome guy. I love him. You know, Courtney's awesome.
How awesome was that?
It's fantastic.
How awesome was that one moment in the song when she just does like a full bleh? You know what part I'm talking about.
Yes.
See, I think it's super rad. I agree with everyone's sentiments here. A, heavy music getting on late night TV more and more. B, Spirit Box going out there and doing Soft Spine, like hell yeah, because they had a lot of other radio friendly tracks they could have pulled from. And we all know there are a ton of super great, we love them all, radio friendly songs that would have been, quote, more appropriate for late night television.
Acceptable for all the.
Exactly. But no, they were like, no.
Song like Holy Roller or Soft Spine was more wishful thinking. Leading up to the actual performance.
I knew it was going to be a new album song. There was no way that we're going to play something from this album this year. But yeah, Soft Spine was the message. We want to be known for this. This is what we do. Also, even if you're the wholesome family from prior Oklahoma that got upset before with Poppy and Knocked Loose, well, guess what? So I think it was lovely. You can check that out also. I'll pin that in the pinned comment on YouTube and put it on the website. I hope we see another. I hope they announce the next band soon. It's not to just brush past what Spirit Box did. Everyone should check it out. I wonder who's going to be next. Because now I feel like this is something they can bank on and keep going with.
Keep it up with the heavy music, please.
So we now go on to some unfortunate news. The first of several cancellations of festivals this year. Another cancellation with Unhinged Fest, one that we talked about being a fun new festival to start. Yeah, it's not happening anymore. News broke today. They said we're going to have some big concerts, though, for some of the bands that are already touring. They're not any of the headliners, though. Unhinged Fest is dead in the water. All refunds will be given. If you booked a hotel, you better get that refund now. I hear Denver's nice. It's been many years since I've been there. It's like 2008. But that's a bummer. That's another festival canceled. We got Sick New World in Vegas done. Unhinged done. So, and I say this speculation. Tickets did not sell apparently as well. And the VIP tickets, this is my opinion, this one, the VIP tickets for Unhinged were insane, like the price. So if you're advertising to the super wealthy for these festivals, it's not going to work out the way you think it will. That's just me.
What was it like double the price for VIP? I didn't look.
Oh, it was more like triple from like VIP to regular. No, it was like, it was in the 400s.
Dang. Okay.
So yeah, at a new festival, a new grounds, it was nuts. It was a fun little lineup too. It was a 2-day, 2-stage lineup, you know, but yeah. Oh, someone just said, I want Heaven Shall Burn on Kimmel. You might be wishing for that, Buckshot. Yeah, Rowan, you might be wishing for that one.
Oh, is that gay?
Yeah. King Gizzard, also, you might be wishing. Okay, if they got Electric Callboy, then I will watch the full episode of Kimmel. I will sit down
that would be
and
fun.
Watch.
You're giving me crap for Heaven Shall Burn. Someone's saying Lorna Shore. Do you think we're going to ever get Deathcore on Kimmel?
Deathcore, baby. Lorna Shore. Oh, and on Kimmel, too. Will Ramos screaming his head off right into the camera. Like Pyro going off, really riling
up. I understand Lorna Shore is a more well-known band, but I feel like Heaven Shall Burn would be comparatively less of a risk.
Less of a risk, yes, but lesser known. I'm on board with Electric Callboy, though. Go a different direction, I don't care, and make it ridiculous.
Honestly,
let's just get Baby Metal on there.
Oh, that's the one too. Because then they'll have all the dancing and pyro and everything else going on. Absolutely. Yeah.
Imagine what if they did Song 3 and they bring Alex Terrible. So you just got like this big beefy guy in a demon mask. Japanese girls.
I actually could see them trying Slaughter to Prevail in a little while if they keep getting bigger. I could see Kimmel trying that.
with the way they've been growing.
Yes, I can see
especially
it.
Especially at, like, if you, when we, like, Luke, some of the festivals you and I have worked over the past few years, when mm-hmm. Slaughter to Prevail are on these lineups, when you see certain crowd shifts mm-hmm. and you pay attention over the years, Slaughter to Prevail is one of those that is definitely getting that kind of momentum where it's, I could see that actually yes. being a thing.
That's a
what I'm getting.
That's
you know what
possible.
I mean? Like all
yeah.
of these.
It's definitely possible. I'm not going to say you can't, you cannot rule it out for something like that. Callous Cowboys. You might be a long time waiting for that one. I'm not saying a bad choices. I'm just saying unlikely. Ooh, would Sleep Token ever do a late night spot?
I mean, like they are anonymous, but at the same time too, if they just perform, I could see it. It would be cool, though. I don't think
would it happen now, though, after Download? Are they too big for Kimmel now?
No. I mean, they get the big names on all those late night shows anyway. I'm not saying they're too big. I'm saying, if anything, they'll probably try it. Oh, yeah. Lamb of God was on Kimmel before, too. They could go back again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all that could happen.
I was thinking, first of all, has Sleep Token even got... We talked about Tool before, but has Sleep Token done any pro shot stuff?
I want to say they have, because like they have a lot of, they have like photographers and videographers on tour with them. Adam Rossi, who does an amazing job. So I can see pro shot stuff for that, because they don't mind the footage and things. So yeah, anyway.
Yeah, they don't mind being on camera. It's just more like they're just
keep
not going to
say anything.
Keep
the distance backstage.
You're not gonna,
Yeah. I enjoyed shooting them. They're awesome. I'm jealous. So speaking of concerts with Pyro and Big Deal, we're going to try to move past season because we are running out of time. We spent way too much good things and bad things happening. One bad thing that happened for a band that's been around is Fozzy, you know, Chris Jericho's band. Things not going great. So his current tour with Fozzy, while he's doing his AEW stuff, did a state or county fair, one of the others, at a July 4th show in Ohio. Well, it's a holiday festival. It's somewhere in Ohio. You think people would show up? Alex, can you please describe the photo you're looking at on screen right now?
It's 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 10 people watching Fozzy on stage at this July 4th show in Ohio.
Yeah.
I
just realized, and why OBS was messing up? I was not sharing the screen with you. It just hit me. I'm like,
I didn't want to say anything.
You should have. That would have been a quick fix for me now that I know. So it's okay. It's okay, though. Here we go. Bam. Bam. See? There we go. Now you can see my screen, whatever everything I'm doing. Professionalism.
And there's one guy in. One guy into at the very front.
No, and that's the thing. I figured there'd be more. Like, Ohio is not a low population state. It's quite large. If it's a 4th of July fair, you think people be there no matter what, and they're still not even coming up to it. That is not great. For the wrestling fans, go ahead.
Well, like if you have a county fair, I'm sure we've all been to like county fair or like, city fair, state fair, whatever, like these little fairs that pop up all over the place. Usually they have like those all around people know this act kind of bands.
They go like to the 80s, like classic 80s and classic rock. They do stuff like that. And it gets
local
good turnouts.
Covers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good or turnouts. Cover bands.
Yeah.
Those do really well. But I think because of the I want to give Fozzy the benefit of the doubt here, because it was a more general populist type thing. That's why people aren't really going up to the stage.
And they're not going to say Chris Jericho's Fozzy unless you're a wrestling fan. And like Chris Jericho is pop culture. He's bigger than wrestling. But at the same time, for those who are wrestling fans, know Chris Jericho has had a rough couple years with losing fans and popularity and credibility. He's becoming the Vince Neil of wrestling. That's kind of a sad way to put it.
He looks like Vince Neil in this photo.
Oh, he dresses a little like him, too. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not the only one seeing it, right?
Man.
Yeah, well, Fozzy's still on tour, and AEW's like that other league comparable to WWE. Their biggest show of the year is this weekend. Chris Jericho's supposed to be there. Maybe give him a tip, because Fozzy is going to need some road funds. I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, well, could you imagine just people walking up to Fozzy, like Chris Jericho, like, here, dude, you need a dollar.
The rest of the band has to wait outside the arena and like has like the merch stand for Fozzy, and no one's at it. Oh,
They just hold up a sign that says need money for gas
for the tour bus. All the wrestlers are walking around and all the wrestlers are walking around like, come on, man, come on. You don't got to do that. Come on. As we move on, we now go to one a bit of a teaser, and there's not much news on this, but I know the waterproof mascara is coming because My Chemical Romance, a dagger, please fetch me a dagger. That is the caption. I'm going to try to show it on screen right now. I don't know if I'm going to be able to. There we go. So they're teasing something, and that's a little bit more interesting for what they're doing. So could we, with their big stadium tour this year, could we get another My Chemical Romance song? Even just a song. I won't even say an album.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. A song is possible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my little, you know, internal thing says. It says, I think we're going to get a single.
Mm-hmm. Because they did one a couple years ago and it was good. The Foundation of Decay. It was good.
Yeah.
Do you think this could be the cover of that single? Because like this looks like a robot to me or something.
The image could be disassociated from everything else. I mean, it looks like a stage light almost too, like the stage lights and things. I could be totally wrong on that. Again, we don't know. My Chemical Romance is playing it real close to the chest, and that's fine so long as they don't delay it for nothing. And it's just a new merch drop or something like that, you know? I can't imagine it would be. Usually when they have something like this come, they have a bigger announcement. If we already have a stadium tour, I don't know what else it could be.
The dagger thing, that can't be used as a reference to like a previous song, right?
Not off the top of my head. I could be wrong. Again, I could be wrong about that, but not off the top of my head. So
on Friday, it's going to click. We're gonna be like, oh, that's what they meant.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. New song lyrics or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking.
There is also all that talk of Deftones. Oh, yeah, you're...
I was just pulling it up, too, because also there's the teases, and everyone's saying tomorrow is July 10th, and with all the updated daily what look like lyrics and images, we might be getting new Deftones tomorrow.
Woo.
Dude, it would be... Can I just say, again, 2025 has been a goated year for album releases and just song releases, and we're only at like the halfway point.
Yep. Here's hoping. Like, I hope it is a new song tomorrow, because if they do this much teasing and it's nothing, that sucks. So you got to give us
something.
They
wouldn't pull that.
I don't think they would. Because again, they already announced their tour a long time ago. The second half of their arena tour that sold out. And this one's going to come up later in the second half of this year. So I can't imagine what else it would be. So yeah, good stuff coming. I believe that's all for the long list of news updates I had of the 19 topics we covered. I don't even know at this point anymore. Does that sound right?
Ish. Ballpark. Ish.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure there's stuff we've forgotten. I get it. We only have so much time. We're going to be running overtime anyway. So that being said, let's take a quick detour into upcoming albums and tours that got announced this week or are coming out this week. Alex, what tours got announced this week that you'd like to cover?
Biohazard and Onyx just announced a North American tour.
Okay.
Fear Factory announced a U.S. tour celebrating D Manufacture's 30th anniversary. They're going to be doing full album performances. That's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
They're hitting a lot of different areas that they don't typically hit on this tour. So definitely check that one out.
Good for them.
Queensryche just announced a fall 2025 Volume and Vengeance U.S. tour. Lucifer are going to perform their entire new album live at two intimate Los Angeles shows. Mm-hmm. So this is ahead of the 2026 release.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex, these are both happening in August.
Alex will sneak backstage again.
If you keep telling them I'm going to sneak in, they're going to keep blocking me at the door.
I'm sure they're already aware of you. I'm sure they're already aware of you. Promise.
Yeah, they got like a picture. Like,
yeah, with a big red X. No.
Wait, see, if I just change the color of my eyebrows each night, they don't even notice me. It's fine.
Yeah, that's what does it. Yes.
Yeah.
That's my twin sister.
Like that chick with the blue eyebrows?
What are you talking about it?
Look, my eyebrows are red. Let me in.
Oh, all right. I guess you belong here without your credentials then. Whatever.
Well, it's a good thing. The only way I can discern people from each other is their eyebrows. Come on in.
I color code my eyebrows. So yeah, I guess I would remember you if you had different ones. Go on in.
Exactly. That's how
LA is blind.
I have a weird facial blindness that I only recognize people based on their eyebrows
and the color of their eyebrows. Yeah.
It's a thing, man. It's a thing. Some people have it.
Probably should be a security guard if that's what you have, by the way. But go ahead.
That's how you learn you have it. You're a really bad security guard.
Gotcha.
All right, Carcass just announced a North American tour with Brujeria, Necrot, and Hedonist.
That will be the sweaty stank concert, guys. Let's be honest. That's the one where the deodorant needs to be sold. Nothing against the band.
We're going to sell out.
That's where we sell the deodorant. So go ahead.
And Spirit Box. We are super stoked about this one, set to return across North America. Spirit Box and Periphery.
Yes.
And this one, it's going to be so rad. Kicks off in November. And they've got 17 cities across the U.S. for that one.
Like the video boards and the production value they have for that previous tour is so good. They're going to have that there. Periphery's going to be there. It's going to be nuts. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be super rad.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then Brett Hines just announced his first European headlining tour.
Okay.
With Fiend Without a Face.
Can he do his own press releases? I'd love to read them. I would literally love to read every word.
I'm really curious about like how, I'm also really curious about like how he's
going to
be.
That's going to be fun. We'll keep an eye on that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we will. Right.
All right. That's all I've got.
Thank you. Rowan, how about the albums coming out 7-Eleven, July 11th?
We got some notable ones. Let me start out with just like some of the smaller bands that I still feel like people ought to look out for. First of all, we got Dead 7 with Love What You Can While You Still Got Something to Love. That's just a pretty solid metalcore act that's just been gaining traction in recent times. And I listened to some of their stuff. I think it's good. It's like, it's very serviceable metalcore, but I'm a sucker for the genre. What can I say? We also got Diamond Head releasing a live album, Live and Electric, which is from their 2022 tour.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. We have Calva Louise with Edge of the Abyss. Calva Louise is an alt metal post hardcore band that has like a very, they just like Dance Gavin Dance or Bad Moms or Sleep Token. They have like a very, they have a very wide variety of sound to them.
I knew the name, but I've drawn a blank. Yeah.
What I found out too is that they actually have like, again, kind of like what Sleep Token did last year. And what some other bands I know do, they have like comic books about like their themes and everything, which I don't know. I think that's
Starset does that too. It's really good.
Yeah. And the lead singer is the one who writes and does all the artwork. So she's kind of like her own Gerard Way in that kind of way. I don't know. It's like eerie stuff like that. I feel like it's just like always really
those creative types that are all talented at everything they do. Yeah. Awesome.
I'm not jealous whatsoever.
Jeez.
Here are the two heavy hitters for this week. We got Obituary with Godly Beings box set. Obituary is just a very classic metal band from like been around since the 80s. Yep. I don't know, would you say they're kind of like one of the forefathers of death metal? I feel like they are.
They're like more of the innovators for what they were doing at the time. Obituary is the classic battle vest patch that you see all the older metalheads. The Obituary is almost always on every single one of those. That's a good way to put them.
That is a good way to put it.
Well,
and then finally we got Born of Osiris with Through Shadows. Fun. Born of Osiris, they had some personnel issues not too long ago, if I remember correct.
They did. And I think this was processed along the way. Like they already had this in the works, no matter what. I'm interested because they had some good stuff in their back catalog, like really good stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. So
yeah, that concludes this week's album releases.
Very nice. So
nice.
I have our song of the week. It was my week to choose. However, I also have one honorable mention as well. I know we don't really do this, but this is a big thing for me. Song of the week first. We already talked about it a little bit. Children of the Grave, Lamb of God's cover, because they released their studio recorded version the day after Back to the Beginning. It was timed very well. Awesome to hear. It's on all platforms, blah, blah, blah. Very happy they did that. So check that out. Lamb of God also is on tour, a short tour this year in the summer if you're in the United States, which is very cool. Finally, one new song we got, which is more of the alternative indie side of things that we really don't cover as much, unfortunately. But I wanted to make sure I gave it all the credit it deserved. We finally got a new song from Rock and Flop favorites of Monsters and Men. Their new song single, and I want to say 3 or 4 years, Television Love. Very nice little song, very sweet. And they recorded it all in many shots during like the summer of Iceland, where it's like 23 hours of daylight. They got a lot of cool footage.
Cool.
They got a lot of cool stuff. It's a very creative music video with like the panning and things. They got the wild horses in that literally just come up to you because they're so friendly, and like the wild mini horses that just come up and roam up to you when you go to Iceland because they're just happy to be there because it's Iceland and peaceful and nothing's on fire. You know, that type of country.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's out there too. So you got both. You got Lamb of Gods, Children of the Grave, which is the song of the week. And then a nice little reference to upcoming Monsters and Men. Hopefully this leads to a new album. No word on that yet. I believe I covered everything. Are we ready for super chats to go quickly? I know we're going to run over time still because we started a couple minutes late. Anything else before we go to super chats and Festival Rock or Flop? Because we got some shenanigans to cover.
Book some shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
So first off, thank you so much for the super chats. I've got a few of them just to go over. Number one from Ellie Eat. The actual greatest performance of the entirety of Back to the Beginning was when Ozzy said, F off, you're not marrying my daughter, to Sid Wilson.
I love that.
76 and still given the sass. That's impressive. From Danny Quinn, my birthday's on Friday, so I felt like giving back to one of my favorite YouTubers. Also, I'm still catching up on Ozzy Sabbath Farewell Show. Loving it so far. Thank you, Danny. Also, it's worth catching up on. There's going to be like even just like the cell phone footage that people uploaded on YouTube. Check that out, because some of it's really good for that as well. I know it's not the pro shot stuff, but it's good. And happy birthday. From Rockin' Movies with Tyler, this was cool. Both of you, Luke and Heavy Metal Philosophy, had some great coverage on this. Thank you. I try to do something simple and just get it out there. And then from Kyle, Sweaty and Stank Festival. That's what he wants his festival to be named. We can oblige. Man, I hope you get good bands. You get bad bands with a name like that, you are asking for trouble. So... it's time. Let's book some festivals with this nonsense. Each week, we book random radio festivals with four bands each in the middle of nowhere and see if we'd actually be worth going to or not. Festival Rock or Flop. We have our own because we definitely hit the like goal. Thank you so much for hitting the likes, along with giving the super chats. Keep hitting the like button. It does help a lot for that. So, what's the name of our festival? It has to be something good. We got to think of something
better
clever.
Than Jericho Fest.
Oh, God, no. Jericho?
I'm trying to think of a way to, like, bring it back to Ozzy. Paranoid Fest?
Better than Jericho
Home Fest? Yeah,
well, we're trying to book a festival that people want to go to. If it's just better than a Jericho Fest, are we really have to book anything? Really?
Window of Jericho instead of Wall of Jericho? I don't know.
Gosh, oh, my God.
I know. These are horrible.
Fine. You know what? Paranoid Fest. We'll keep this real simple. I don't have Fozzy in my folder. I should put that photo of Chris Jericho just saying, this is your opener.
I gotta ask, do you have Black Sabbath or Ozzy Osbourne in this?
I have Ozzy, yes.
So
I hope so. That'd be great, but
I also gotta ask, what happens when someone in our folder retires?
They'll come out of retirement for us.
Or we're time travelers. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Here we go.
Okay, then fine. If we're time travelers, let me get some Zeppelin on this.
Well, you know what? For Paranoid Fest, we got Rise Against. That's a really good start. So, already, we're not too bad. Number two. Da-da-da-da. Corey Feldman!
Oh.
Paranoid Fest is a big success, everybody. We're going.
I'm already down.
I don't know. Would Ozzy like that or not? I don't even know. Number three, Max Sabbath. No, they weren't too much last week. No. No, this is a bit with Matt Sabbath now. They get a month ban. A month.
I gotta say, this is a goated lineup so far.
It would have been. No, Matt Sabbath, number three.
Hey, I think our stuff's not showing on the front end. We're only seeing it.
Really?
Yeah.
How about now? It's not showing the screen for you because it says it's showing for me. Can you hear me?
No, on the YouTube side. No, they're not seeing
goodness.
The new photos.
Yes. I'm sorry, everybody. That is my fault. All the OBS and shenanigans have caused it. I apologize, everyone. You'll have to take my judgment.
Just to recap chat, we have Rise Against. We have
Corey Feldman. And now we have Powerwolf.
Could have had Max Sabbath.
But they cheated last month. I apologize, everyone. That was my fault. Too much shenanigans going on. Powerwolf and Rise Against. My wife is going to be there and sit through Corey Feldman if she has to. It's just going to happen. Number four, Flogging Molly. I know you guys are going to make fun of Corey Feldman, but you know what? I'm going to go. How about both of you? Alex?
I am sick that day. I am so sorry.
Is it because of Corey Feldman? Is it because of Corey Feldman, though?
Corey Feldman does not help in my opinion. I just don't really have any strong feelings for the rest of the lineup.
Understandable. Yeah, if you're not familiar with Power Wolf, it's like hard to explain, like just on a like a quick pitch. So I at least accept that.
I'm familiar with them. They're just not a draw for me.
Okay, I'm going. It's just because Power Wolf, Rise Against, Flogging Molly's fun. And you know what? Once you see Corey Feldman, it's hypnotic. You can't away. So, right. Nope.
It's one thing watching a YouTube video, but like imagine being at the show and then you just get bored of the joke.
A 30-minute set. 30. That's what I saw at Riot Fest in 2020. 30 minutes of that. Yeah. Yes. Wild nope. Man. Yes. I'll go to laugh at Corey. Nope. Corey Fest should be a thing. Yes. Gotta go. It looks like more yeses.
Yep, you guys are wild.
I'll go for the character development. What's that mean?
Character development.
Look at the chat.
Sometimes I try not to. All right, Danny Quinn, you're up next. Quinnfest or Danny Fest, whichever you would prefer. Number one, we'll go with Quinnfest just because that's what it shows on here. Here we go. A Filter, who got a new song coming out later this week. Also, it'll be debuting on Octane. The Legends of Hey Man, Nice Shot and Take a Picture. Number two, Sleep Token.
Oh, yes.
Filter and Sleep Token. Pretty good start for Danny Quinn. Number three, Slash with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. You know what?
Nice.
Looking pretty solid. And number four, 30 Seconds to Mars.
I am surprised you kept them.
I play with fire sometimes, and now I got burned. All right, this is the hard one. Would you go to this? Because you know you got Sleep Token, you got Slash, you got Filter, but you also got Jared Leto doing whatever that is.
Can I just say real quick, I love the delay between our reaction and chat's reaction because Danny Quinn, the guy whose festival this is, just said, oh, the gods are being nice to me so far.
Even better is what he said after that. Oh, yeah. It's catching up, everybody.
Yeah.
Man. Have you ever 30 allegations to Mars? Oh no, that's accurate too.
Since we have a time machine.
Hey, have you ever had like a great ice cream dish with all the toppings you could want, and then someone just pours like a weird bowl of ketchup or mustard on it and ruins the whole thing? That's what this is. Ew. Yeah, ew, I agree. Ew.
30 Seconds to Mars is the mustard on my sundae. Thanks.
I don't even know who would have. Like, we'll have sleep. It's our festival. Sleep Token will headline. No, I'm not.
I do gotta say, I do love Filter too. Take me. Take My Picture is like.
Filter's great.
It's just like one of my favorite songs. Yeah.
I'll go, even though I'm probably gonna get banned as soon as I step foot out there and they know I'm there.
Oh, Jared has your has your like picture.
And I'm in the photo pit with my camera, the photo pit. Hi!
You know that guy with the brown eyebrows? Yeah, Luke, that guy, don't let him in.
Oh yes, it's the same security guard that covers it. I see a lot more nopes than yeses. I don't know how to explain it. That many nopes. Nope.
That's so funny. I'm
going. That sucks too, because this was going solid.
Yep.
30 steps to jail. Okay. I think we got a
bump. I'll go and get blitz when creepy Jared's playing.
I don't know. I don't know if you want to be drunk around that guy. I'm sorry to say it, but. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm still going though.
That's the game. That is the game. All right.
I'm going too. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll go. We'll go. But it's not looking good. So, final one.
30 Seconds to Mars is not headline. Sleep Token's definitely going to be the headliner. So
okay, but you got to wait.
Let's get drunk with Danny.
Mm-hmm. So, final thing. Sweaty and Stank Festival from Kyle. That's the name of it. That's what was requested. Sweaty and Stank Festival, band number one. Kiss. Oh, that's oddly appropriate. Oh, no. Number two, Idols. Boy, that is a different direction. Idols and Kiss. Number three, In Flames. We are all over the map. At number four, At the Drive-In.
I am in.
Yes, all I'm going with a big confused look on my face the entire time. Alex?
What?
Maybe. Okay, so we had in Kiss, Flames, At the Drive-In, In Flames. Who was the other one?
Idols.
I'm like 50-50, man. I don't know.
Only for the week. Come on.
Guys, once you've seen Kiss once live, and now they're going to come back out of retirement for the 19th time for this.
They fooled me twice. Ten times.
I'll say only twice? Really?
We are in agreement that Kiss would headline, right?
They'd have to. They're the biggest name on
Okay, I will watch every other band, and then when Kiss gets on stage, I am going to go and beat traffic.
What if everyone tries to go and beat traffic? Then you're stuck in the parking lot.
Then I'm stuck in the parking lot.
I'd rather sit in the AC in my car, get out of sweaty and stank festival.
I can blast my albums in my car, and I would probably have a much more pleasant experience.
Someone just said, I'm going with deodorant strapped across my chest like ammunition.
Make sure it's Rocked brand.
Yes, please. We need the support for that as well. Good advertising and gets everyone cleaned up. This one isn't stanky. I don't know, man. Kiss brings out the stank. I love At the Drive-In. I love, you know, I'm not saying this is the worst lineup, but...
See, like we had the first round for Rowan, it doesn't really tickle my fancy quite, so I am going to stay home.
I do get it. Yeah.
I'm surprised.
There's a lot. Everyone's on the same boat, too. So I'm just going to say this a split down the middle. Yes, pass. I'm in. Skip. Nah. Yes. It's all over.
Yep.
All right. Sweaty and Stank.
I know you love At the Drive-In.
I would go for At the Drive-In. Absolutely. The other bands are fine, too. But Kiss live again in 2025. The non-Avatar version also.
Dude, we'll carpool when we leave the parking lot. We can just I got like half the Pantera's discography in my car. We'll be fine.
We shall see. And that's not me trying to be dismissive. That's me going, we'll see. I don't know what to think about it. However, we want to thank you all for hanging with us for overtime and all this nonsense. Get out of here. There's a thing on open stream with Discord now. This is the technical difficulty show. There, fixed. Thank you all for tuning in so much. If you want to see my longer thoughts, bring back to the beginning, there's a shorter video. It's like 6 or 7 minutes on the YouTube channel right now, the same channel you're watching on YouTube, on podcast, Patreon. Like, you'll be on there as well if you want to see the link. Alex, do you have anything you would like to say goodbye with or any news before we get to you trying to joke us again?
No, I just want to say thanks, Ozzy and Black Sabbath. That was awesome.
Yes, thank you very much. Rowan, how about you?
No, yeah, same thing. Ozzy just killed it. Everyone, if you haven't watched anything from Back to the Beginning, or if you still are working your way through, seriously, just keep going. It's so worth it. It's just so amazing. Yeah. It
definitely is.
Watch it.
Also, reminder, go to my Instagram or Alex's Instagram for the Warped Tour giveaway. We're giving away 4 VIP passes to Warped Tour Long Beach, the good one. And you actually win for free. You just got to do the follow us all on Instagram, you know, leave comments to enter your, increase your chances. It's easy. It's free. Why wouldn't you want to? There you go. All right.
Yeah, bonus entries. Hashtag warped got rocked.
Yeah.
I know he's in the chat. Shock. Start the process. Really. We're going to stuff the ballot. We are going. Mm-hmm. You, me, Paul, and CeeLo.
There you go. All right, Alex. Last week you got Rowan to laugh. 2 weeks ago you got me to laugh. Is this going to be third time's a charm or three strikes and you're out? Which one's it going to be?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's see what you got this week.
I don't like those odds. All right.
50-50?
How did the hipster... What?
50-50. No. Either we laugh or we don't.
No. It's the 2 out of 3 at this point. So I'm like, you know,
again,
trying to get all 3.
What's the call when I scream in rage quit?
That does count as a
I win.
You can count. It's a tie goes to the runner situation. So yes, I would agree. Alex wins.
So it's I win. This game is called I win. Okay, guys.
Okay, great. I gotta be like stone faced. Let me just bring up this picture of of like a sad dog.
Pull up the Jericho picture and be sad before you look at it.
Listen to it.
Cheating. You cannot watch that something sad.
That is cheating. That is. You got to be in the moment.
Of Mice and Men ending. All right.
Oh. All right. Alex, what do you got?
All right. How did the hipster burn his tongue?
How did the hipster burn his tongue?
On his soy latte.
He drank his coffee before it was cool.
See, Rowan was onto something because he was coming there with the joke a little bit with the latte.
He was close. He was kind of close. And then his.
Yes, for everyone
angry
listening.
Dad.
For his everyone listening, that was definitely an angry dad disapproval look.
The angry dad, I am disappointed in you face that Rowan just made. Makes me think I won.
The disappointed like dad. Like, that's why you win?
Yes. No.
Yeah. Yeah. I got some tomatoes. That means I win. The game's
Chad,
called I Win.
Rain tomatoes on this woman.
Ha ha ha. Oh, the coffee latte emojis. That's fair.
Cups rice of rice. Bowls? Okay, I'll take it.
More coffee. A blind man with a walking cane raffle. What? Bananas, tomato cans.
Milk.
Milk. Why is there milk?
I love the tomato cans. Gone past.
No,
like,
I'm not eating tomatoes anymore. You're getting canned goods.
Ooh, yeah. I just imagine people are so enraged. They're not like they go to the store to get tomatoes, but they are so enraged they don't even bother taking them out of the cans. What they just throw the can.
Ducks?
It just skips a step for me. It's fine. Are those dodo birds or ducks?
Those
are dodo birds.
Okay, fine. That does not answer the question. Empty jars. Hot peppers. Okay.
Man. It's a spicy spaghetti.
That head shake does not count. You know that.
It does.
We all know that. No. I'm not letting you get away with that.
Pancakes? Why are you throwing pancakes?
Why not, Luke?
Don't give her good stuff. Shock, what are you doing? Don't throw her ice cream. People love ice cream.
I'll take the dodo birds. Thank you.
There's donuts. Oh, that does sound nice, actually.
You just throw a star. How do you do that?
Geese. Okay. All right. And a bowl of ramen. Okay. You know what? We're done with juice boxes. All right, everyone. We're wrapping it up. We're way over time. Thank you so much. We will be back next week, hopefully with more good news, hopefully with more fun things to talk about. Thank you so much. Go check out Back to the Beginning footage. It really is worth it. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.